Welcome to Everything Great with your hosts, JT and Bree. Get ready to talk about great food, good vibes, amazing wine, and everything great. JT and Bree, what's great today?
Can you hear me? Oh, I can hear me. Okay, cool.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Testing, testing.
Yeah, they had some work done on these.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yes, oh my God. Woo-wee. Hello, hello.
Welcome back. Episode 5, a grape summer recap.
Hey, recaps.
Recaps, baby.
I love recaps and I love summer.
Jose, where you been? Oh, what you been doing all summer? Man,
for the beginning of it, I was vacationing. That's why it's been so long, Brie.
It's been
too long.
One too many weeks.
Too many weeks. We promised content and we have to deliver, Brie. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good though to take some breaks, pauses, reassess how everything's been so far.
Oh, yeah.
I am so grateful for the past couple of guests that we've had on this
amazing guests
podcast recently.
Incredible guests.
Amazing people.
Shout out to all of them.
Yes. Today, it is just us though, which is quite a treat.
No guests today, but listen, we started it. We started this, just us two, so content nonetheless.
And it's only fair to give the people what they want.
Exactly.
And if you've listened this far, you want us.
Yeah,
so.
Thanks for listening, guys. Really appreciate you spending some time with us, because that's the most valuable thing, Brie, time.
Time.
You cannot get that back.
Never.
Thank you, guys.
So thank you for letting us your time.
And you know, real quick, last episode, I did the top five.
Yes.
I did top five of who, what cities in and around the world were listening to us. A lot of West Coast.
Yeah.
There was some European ones.
Oh, we have
too.
Some new additions.
Oh, well, I was thinking today we do from the bottom up.
Oh, I love that.
You
okay.
like that?
Okay.
You like that?
So countdown from five.
Well, we're going to go from the last line on here and location-wise, right? So the last line, there's a lot of cities, Brie, 75 cities total in the world have listened to this beautiful podcast.
Honestly, I don't know Everything if I great. Can name 75 cities.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I got five max.
That is impressive. Yeah. Thank you.
But we're going to do the five from the bottom up.
Okay.
Can't forget about those people.
Never.
No. Even though they've only listened maybe once.
That's okay.
Twice.
That's
okay. Okay. Gotta shout them out. So, okay. Number 75.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready for this drum roll? Hollywood, Florida. Hollywood, Florida. Look at that. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Hollywood, Florida, and that one listener, I think, out there.
That is so awesome.
Love it. Thank you so much.
You should feel free to message us on Instagram or Facebook, maybe.
Yeah.
Say hey, we'd love to interact, get to know what got you into listening to us.
We are on the IG, Everything Grape Napa.
We are.
IG? Or is it at Everything Grape?
It's at Everything Grape.
I just came back to okay.
Jose's not very fluent in social media.
I used to be. I got off. I'm back now.
It's mostly just me on social media.
I'm back now. I'm back now and I'm heavy on the memes. Those memes are fire right now. Okay. City number 74.
Mm-hmm.
It's a local one. Vacaville, California.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Vacaville. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Vacaville. I see it. I go shop there.
Yeah.
Close. And I go eat there, too. Yeah.
Local. I call people who come from Vacaville to Napa to two tastings. I'm like, oh, you're local.
They're great.
Basically.
They're super great. Okay. What are we doing?
73.
City number 73. Zacatecas, Mexico. That's my family. I was born there. Nice. Thanks, guys. At least one of you. Listen.
Spreading the love, Jose.
They're loving it. Okay, number 72, Highlands Ranch, Colorado.
Colorado.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
I've actually never visited Colorado.
CO.
Maybe I Colorado. Have to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to go to Colorado.
Me too.
Sure.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Now I have a reason maybe to go visit.
Yeah. Maybe it's, you're probably a big star in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, Brie. I don't think, even though we haven't done the video yet. Not yet. We tried last episode. I know I teed it up, but I said my right or my left side was my best side. I think Christian only got my right side.
I don't know why it was also very bright in the studio that day.
No, it was dark.
What?
It was super dark.
Well, I didn't like it.
Yeah. Okay, back to the cities. City number, what am I? 71.
Did you skip one?
72?
Mm-hmm.
72 or 71. Whatever, we'll add three more in there. Okay, I said Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Burlingame, California.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
What's up, Burlingame?
I like it. Burlingame, shout out.
Yeah, thank you for the listens.
Peninsula, in the house. Okay. And the last city here. Pretty cool. The Bronx, New York.
Wow.
Yeah, someone in the Bronx. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys. And there's like 70 other cities on here. And I'll just name them out. Auburn, California. Chicago, Illinois. Henderson, Nevada. Queen Creek, Arizona. Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome. Johnville, Santa Catarina. Joinville, Santa Catarina. I don't know what that is. That's kind of cool.
That's seriously one of the coolest feelings to know that there are people in other parts of our country and the world that are listening to us.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You guys are the best.
Yeah. Thanks for taking a chance on two Napa locals.
Two Napa lokes.
Hopefully you also agree that we're bringing everything great.
Just try to make it, Bree. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to the world. Appreciate you guys. We got some more content today, Bree.
Yeah.
Oh, because I've been gone for a couple weeks.
I know. We got to cover all the things you've done. This is actually one of the first times Jose and I have hung out since he's been back, too.
A lot of research.
This is us actually catching up and seeing what he's been up to, what I've been up to.
A lot of vacay, aka research, because, you know, it's always work.
The jet lag has worn off.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back, baby. I haven't pulled an all-nighter yet, but I'm back.
It's okay. Maybe you'll have to soon to make back the money you spent.
Yeah, exactly. And before, you know what, Brie? Before this ice melts, I'm going
to... Oh.
We're going to introduce a drink here live on air that I drank a lot during my last 2 weeks in Spain. And it's nice because it's summer now and it's warm out here. And I, for one, am a big, big fan of wine cocktails.
Yes, me too.
It's frowned upon.
No.
But listen, I'm not pouring first growths into a sangria tin or bin or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you got to do it responsibly.
Sure.
So, we're going to make, Brie, this is called, are you ready? Well, I got a lot of Spanish coming at you. Tinto, which means red wine.
Okay.
Or red. De of verano. Summer, baby. Verano. Summer. Summer's in the house. Summertime. Woo. In the Napa Valley. Okay. So, well, you could just pour it. It's very easy. Okay, so you're going to pop a bottle of red wine. I'm going to tell you, Bree's doing it right now. Pop it. Beautiful. And in a cup filled with ice. Beautiful. Half red wine. Okay. Nice. That sounds beautiful. And in Spain, they were using Schweppes lime, but we are in California. We're back in the beautiful Napa Valley, California. What do we have out here, Bree? What's the name of that?
Jarritos?
Yeah, Jarritos. Jarritos. Jarritos lime.
Jarritos lime.
Jarritos lime. So, half wine, half Jarritos lime, and a cup of ice. Hey.
Heyo.
And you have Tinto de Verano. Give it a nice little mix. Enjoy. Now, this is a very basic version of it. We'll pop another one. Very basic version of it. You could do a lime wedge or a lime zest. You could do an orange wedge. But this is going to be, guys, for those wines that you have that are young, right? This is a 2019. It's a Rioja Crianza.
Oh, that's
2019.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Finca San Martin. Love you guys. Love your wine as it is by itself. But today we're going to use it in this wine cocktail.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Fun.
Yeah?
It's super fun. Also, I don't like to knock on the whole wine cocktail thing.
What's wrong with it?
I think that they're great. And other countries, they truly do appreciate it because they drink wine so differently than we do sometimes,
especially,
I feel like.
Listen, especially if it gets super hot. Like, there's a lot of hot places right now in the country and, you know, all parts of the world. This is how you could have your wine. Yeah. It's okay. Put some ice cubes in there. You can put some Schweppes lime or some Jarritos lime.
Yeah.
As long as it's a wine that you're comfortable pouring, that's like, we paid what, $13 for this?
Yeah.
$10?
$13.
Yeah. You know, like, get those bottles that people gave you.
It's not offensive.
You don't want to drink by themselves. Yeah.
It's not offensive. If someone told me that they enjoyed my wines by adding ice cubes to it and sparkling water, I would say, I'm glad that you enjoy my product.
Exactly.
And whatever way it makes you happy, you're still buying it. You're still enjoying it. I'm grateful for you. It's not a slap in the face, I think.
After people buy... So, I don't know if you knew this, Brie, but I am also in the wine industry.
I don't know if you knew. I might have had your wine a couple of times, Jose. You know.
But it's like, once people buy your wine, it's their wine, really. You know, it's their wine. What are you going to do? Don't do this with the wine that you bought?
Yeah. I mean, I understand some people like feel like they have to walk on eggshells around winemakers and stuff, but at the same time, they also know what they're creating, and everyone's palates are different.
Yeah.
Like, the stigma with wine, I think, is what keeps so many consumers my age scared of wine.
Nothing wrong with Tinto de Verano. Nothing wrong with a mimosa.
Yeah.
Hello, mimosas.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with an Aperol Spritz. I mean,
I love an Aperol Spritz.
Other wine cocktails do we have? French 75? I mean, there's some chance in that.
I made my own twist of one on the 4th of July. I had a very cheap bottle of still rosé, and I was not a fan of the rosé. Not a slap in the face. I took LaCroix, mixed it with my rosé, and then I added some strawberries to it.
I think it's called LaCroix.
LaCroix.
It's French.
It is not LaCroix. Is it actually LaCroix?
I think it is.
I swear it's LaCroix.
Jesus. Cheers.
LaCroix, LaCroix, tomato, tomato. Cheers, Jose.
Potato, potato. Ooh. Where are we? Barcelona right now? Mmm. Delicious. Listen, you're on the beach drinking this. You're hanging. Or anywhere hot, really. Like I was saying, hot cities out here. Imagine being in Houston and you're indoors with the AC, but still, you got to go outside sometimes. Or you still sometimes, even though you're in the AC, you like still feel the hot.
Mm-hmm.
One of these is perfect.
No, this is awesome. We're in the AC right now. This is great. Yeah. Drinking great in the studio in Napa.
Oh, we're back.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to Wind Down Media, our hosts for the studio, and 993 The Vine.
Ooh.
Heyo!
Heyo.
We're on the website, Bree.
Yeah, we are.
We're on the 99.3 The Vine website.
Sometimes they advertise us, too, on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, if you're lucky, you'll hear my voice.
It's because our voices are beautiful. Okay. But yeah, Tinto de Verano, what do you think?
It's so awesome. I actually really do enjoy this. Is this like a take on sangria, then? Do you not make this in a big batch? You just make this in a single?
It's in the sangria family, but it's like...
But it's different.
This is like quick.
So then what's sangria compared to this? Did you drink sangria in Spain?
I drink sangria all the time.
Yep.
It takes a little bit longer to make sangria because that's actually like, that's kind of like, this is, you could prepare this individually and in bulk, but I feel like sangria is more on the punch side of things.
In bulk, right?
In the cocktail realm. And by the way, also a great cocktail scene in Barcelona.
Mm, okay.
Amazing. Amazing. But in the cocktail realm, it's a punch-like thing. So it's a lot more fruit. There's apples, there's...
Pears.
You can put whatever. Orange, strawberries. Yep. Yeah, I've seen it all.
Grapes.
Okay, grapes. Yes, Pri. More grapes?
It's grape.
But that one, I think, sugar is added.
And doesn't it sit too?
It sits a little bit, and then people actually do add like other like soda.
Punch juices and stuff like that. Yeah. I have not actually had like a homemade sangria before, but I've had a bottled sangria before.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know in sequence of the world and events and history which one of these came first.
Mm-hmm.
But all I know is equal parts wine, equal parts Schweppes lime or Jarritos lime.
Ooh. Delicious. All he knows is it's grape.
And it's grape. Delicious.
It's grape.
Yeah.
Maybe the grapest.
It's pretty grape.
Pretty grape.
Okay. Other amazing wine cocktails. You name any other? I got some for you. Bellini. It's kind of in the mimosa family.
A Bellini.
Bellini.
Yum.
Mm-mm-mm.
Peach Bellini.
Oh, delicious.
So good.
Peach puree Bellini. Okay. Pineapple Spritz. Look at that. Combination of light, fruity pineal. What the hell is pineal? Pinot? Okay.
He's just mispronouncing Pinot.
We're gonna skip that.
Pineal.
Because that's danger. Okay, we got, French 75. We teed that one up. And it's a gin and champagne cocktail.
I have never had a French
75. Oh my God. It's delicious. I know someone that had a lot of French 75s. Yeah.
I need to be enlightened with my cocktail journey. I will be the first to admit that.
Listen, that's why we're here, Brie.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we can hold like a cocktail contest.
I would love to talk to...
Yeah.
You know, like a mixology master.
Mixology.
That would be
amazing. If you know of someone or if you might be someone who wants to be on a podcast to teach Jose and about cocktails, mixology.
Hit us up.
Please hit us up.
Hit us up.
We are constantly looking for cool ideas, cool people to talk to.
So you're going to hit us up at Everything Grape Napa. at gmail.com.
Or Instagram.
Or just slide into the DMs.
Yeah, slide into the DMs.
They're wide open, as Brie likes to say. Jesus. Okay, on to the wine cocktails. Mulled wine. You ever had any mulled wine in the
I have not,
in
no.
the fall?
No, yeah, and I think that this year I have to change that.
It's
maybe
usually
we can do
like
a podcast
warmer,
on it.
Yeah, it's like a warmer, like...
Crock-pot kind of thing?
Not that. It's just like warmed up wine with like a little cinnamon and some... let me see what this recipe is. A little cinnamon, some anise, a little nutmeg, vanilla bean pods, honey, maple syrup, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like a fall-ish, winterish drink.
I love spiking apple cider with the whiskey.
Okay, not a wine cocktail, Brie, but that's okay. That's all right. Listen, I love me a hottie toddy.
Yep. Hottie toddies are so good.
A hottie toddy, baby. But in the wine cocktail world, Brie, which we were on.
Not had many of them.
We are back to summer drinks. Hey-o, Tinto. Okay, well, Brie.
Yes, Jose.
Since I've been gone, what have you been doing? What's going on, Brie? What's going on in Brieland? Wine with Brieland.
I've been going to quite a few different tastings.
Ooh,
yeah.
Around town.
Having some cool experiences at some wineries. I'm actually invited to Cliff Family tomorrow for a tasting.
I like their taco truck.
Me
or their
too.
Bruschetta.
So I get to go and try that for the first time tomorrow.
Oh, it's so
good.
Their
director of hospitality emailed me and asked if I would like to join with my other team members. I was invited through that business to go and check it out. I've been getting a little bit busier in that sense, which has been fun. And then, you know, just focusing on what we can be doing with our podcasts and our episodes too.
Nice. Did you I saw through the interwebs, because you know I'm back on Instagram now, Brie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I use our handle.
No one warned me.
I use our handle and I go meme fishing.
Is that my three requests for
yes.
my DMs probably
yeah,
from
do,
people
if
I don't
you
follow?
See some DMs with some fire memes in them, that's
oh,
me.
Oh yeah, okay. I'll block it. Make sure to.
Yeah. That's me. But yeah, the interwebs told me that you went on a little trip.
I went on a very last minute, because I love spontaneous trips
same.
To Tahoe. It was amazing.
Lake Tahoe?
Yep. Packed up the dog, went and visited some cousins.
Love Lake Tahoe.
Did a sporadic night of South Lake Tahoe, and then went to Reno the next day and spent the night in Reno with my cousin.
I love Reno.
Super fun. They were having a housewarming party because they had just moved into a new apartment, and I got to meet all of their friends, which was great.
I love Reno. I love Tahoe.
So fun.
It's good memories. We used to go when we were kids, me and my sisters.
Love.
Yeah.
Tahoe, I honestly feel so weird if I don't go to Tahoe at least once a year.
And I'm a
so
big gambler.
To say that. Oh.
Big gambler.
You know,
I love it.
I'd believe that.
That's awesome. I love Lake Tahoe.
Yeah. It was super fun.
Loved it. It's gorgeous.
I needed a trip and it was a 48-hour. Very fun. Perfect. I came back and I was honestly refreshed and ready to go
so
again.
Great.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
I love Tahoe. I got to get back there.
Definitely.
I have to get back there.
I'm trying to plan another trip actually around my birthday in September. So maybe we could.
Oh, let's go.
Collab.
Everything great trip.
Everything great takes the road.
Hits the road. Ooh.
On the road. Kind of sounds like, you know, segment.
Everything great on the road. Yeah. That might be something.
Maybe with our videographer.
Well, here's the thing. We noticed that cameras in the studio were cool and all, but all we were doing was just here sitting down talking. It's kind of boring.
Yeah, totally. I'm like, you already get to listen to us. Why do you want to watch us?
Yeah,
too?
So we're going to do some fun stuff with the video. We're going to visit the people that we interview. We're going to visit different wineries, restaurants, breweries, distilleries, farms. I don't know.
So you're going...
Wherever we want.
You're going to go with us to experience the guests that we have on air.
You know, we're going to share...
In their home.
Yes, we're going to share what we get to feel because having these people in front of us and just talking to them and hanging out, so awesome. Yeah. I love it.
Inspired by Jose watching MTV.
Well, it's MTV and it's Food Network.
And Food Network.
It's like those two, but it's the MTV.
We're going to take Christian with us around to meet some people in their places, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, this Tinto that Barano is.
So good. Mm-mm-mm. So good. But yeah, look out for that. That's why it's huge to follow us on YouTube.
Yes.
Interact with us on there. But you get to experience not just us in studio, but us on the road with the same people that will be in studio.
Yeah. Yeah. And Bree wants to create a Facebook?
Yes. We will be getting a Facebook page.
I thought that was for more people in my era, not yours.
I don't like Facebook.
No. Yeah, me neither.
No, Facebook's awesome. I actually have learned getting more into the podcast world, how you can use it to your advantage. And Facebook is really great to interact with our followers and have you guys ask us questions and we to ask you questions too. My idea is to post a question of the week each week on Facebook. You guys can answer that question and then we can just use a couple of answers on the podcast.
Cool.
Show that we are paying attention to who's listening to us and interacting, getting to know our audience.
Bree wants to touch each and every one of you.
Not the way Jose does.
Through email. through emails and socials.
Yeah.
Aw, that is cute. I like it.
Why have followers if they don't get to know who you are?
I love it.
Why follow someone if you don't know who you're following?
I love it. And you know what? We did as kind of a first step to this. Aww. Well, locally, because, you know, we have 75 different cities around the world that are listening to us.
Backville,
you're local. You can come. We're going to have the official. Well, it's not the official because it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of them. But we'll say this was the first official podcast release. Party!
Woo!
Podcast release party. Launch party. Heyo! Subscribe party. This is going to be on the 29th. We'll release, I have to edit this and we'll release before July 29th.
Yes.
We're going to do a brunch party.
Yes. Where?
This is going to be at my friend Cynthia's place in Napa Valley.
Uh-huh.
Called La Cheve.
La Cheve. Ooh, they got some good food there.
La Cheve's delicious.
And we're doing it as a brunch launch party.
It's going to be a brunch launch party. So it's going to be for those day drinkers.
Yeah, come out. Baby. 12 to 4:30.
12 to 4:30.
La Cheve.
I think Bree posted it on Instagram.
I did. But if you don't follow us, which a lot of you don't.
You have to follow.
It's okay. Yeah. Make sure to check us out, though, still on Instagram, Facebook. That's where I'll be keeping up with everything.
Bree was complaining about the number of followers.
Yeah.
And you know what? I am not, because I am happy for each and every one of them. See how I did that?
I mean, I am.
You see how I did that, Bree?
I am too, but it could be better.
Yeah, it could always be better. But anyways, all you 1,670,000, is that what that says? 1,670,000 followers? Oh, that's 167.
It was whoopsies. Real.
Whoopsies.
Jose's been so proud of us, and now I understand why. He's been reading it as 167 million.
So back to the party, Bree. It's going to be a party and collaboration with our friend Gabby from the Big Sip. Yeah.
And some live music.
Oh, DJ. Yeah. DJ Super Surge is going to be there. I love that guy. He's regional because he's local to us. He's been doing it for a while. He's killing it.
Nothing says party like DJ.
DJ party. Yeah, but
podcast collabs.
Podcast collabs.
Cheve. 10% off on wine.
Oh, yeah. That's right. If you subscribe to Everything Grape and or The Big Sip, you get 10% off on any wine drink there.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, baby. Nice. 10% off. We're all about the wine drinks, like I said.
We love discounts.
It's summertime. Love discounts. Love iced wine drinks that are delicious. Not made with first growths.
And you get to come hang out with us.
And you get to meet us. Mm-hmm. It's that touching part.
The touching part.
Yeah, that physical touching
part. But I'll make sure to keep Jose away.
Yeah, you get to meet us. So if you can make it,
maybe Bordeaux will be there for a little bit.
If you can fly in for it, go ahead, guys. Fly in. It's
Colorado.
Yes. Hey. Colorado. Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah.
And all the Bronx. The Bronx. Come on down. July 29th. It's going to be at 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. So it's going to be like a brunch party.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Yeah,
maybe you'll do some broadcasting too, live stream for our people who will not be able to make it, but we still want to show the love.
Maybe we'll even be talking to some people put them on the next episode.
That would be awesome. We'll see.
And Bree, maybe we'll have some prizes.
Ooh, prizes. Raffle?
Who doesn't want prizes? Maybe a raffle. Maybe we'll ask you a question of some previous episodes to prove that you've been listening. You get it right, you might get a gift.
Oof, gifts. I love gifts. Discounts, gifts.
A hug from me.
DJs,
yes. It's going to be good, guys.
JT and Bree.
Yes, exactly. It's going to be really good. At La Cheve, July 29th, noon to, you know what? Noon to whenever. We don't know when it's going to end.
Be there or be square. Also, segments, a great pair. Mm. I know we've been talking about this one too, but we'll be breaking down some wine pairings, which is kind of fun. We'll be debunking if chocolate and red wine actually do go together.
It does not.
But we're going to talk about it. Because I think that a lot of people like to romanticize it, but let's talk about it.
It's really bad.
Talk about why we romanticize it. Yeah. Jose came up with the idea of sauterne and blue cheese.
Ooh, kind that's going to be part of the pairing.
Yeah.
Just like great cool, pairing. Just like different stuff. I mean, yeah. That's a classic. That I blue cheese sauterne's one.
Oysters versus muscat versus Chablis or champagne.
How about,
I'm going to line them all up exactly. And see what goes best together.
Exactly. Yep. Does it have to be Muscadet? Probably not.
And this is something that you can give us your ideas too on what you think we should pair. We'll try it for you.
I love it.
We'll pair anything. Try it once, right?
I like how you're trying to get the involvement with the listeners here.
Got it.
This is good. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
They can't just listen.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're throwing that party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baby.
Give the people what they want.
Give them what they want.
That's what this is all about.
This is awesome. How's your teen tale?
This is a great episode. It's good.
Still going?
It's good. Mm-mm-mm. It's pretty great.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay, guys. So remember, it's summer. Get those wine cocktails out. Get the bubbles out. Get all your white wine out.
Don't be afraid to mess with the cheap wine.
Yeah.
Mess with it.
Mix it up.
Maybe you gotta add some LaCroix.
How about we don't have to say cheap. We'll say younger, more value.
Sure. Don't be afraid of the cheap. Younger.
Use those younger vintage wines. Lesser value. Jesus. More value. Made in a larger quantity. Okay. Use those. Use those wines that friends gave you and you're like, why the hell did you give
just
me this?
Just drink wine. Don't be afraid of it. Drink it. And if you are not into it, do something with it. Don't just let the bottle go to waste.
Distill it.
Get creative. Have fun. Make it into a sangria.
Make some hooch.
Yeah.
My buddy used to do that.
Make some hooch.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Life's too short to not enjoy what you're drinking. And life's too short to also not try drinking all of the things. So exactly. Do both.
Exactly. So that's what we're all about here at Everything Great, Brie.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
Just don't be afraid of pop corks. Pour some Jarritos lime in it. That sounds terrible.
But it's fun.
But it's delicious and it's fun.
And we are telling you to try it. We are daring you to try it.
How about this? If you guys make it, we'll tag us. We'll post this. Yeah, tag us. Mm-hmm. We'll post this on our Instagram post for the episode.
Yeah.
And then tag us, comment.
Tag us, comment.
Let us know what you think. If it was terrible, that's fine. I like negative content.
Me too.
Comments.
Me too.
Yeah, it fuels me.
And there's nothing negative. It's also all about you learning about your palate and us learning about our palate. Nothing wrong.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Well,
I love it.
Today was a successful day.
What a great grape recap.
I'm excited to see what goes on with us and our further journey of
the podcast. Now that the video's coming?
Now that the
video
is coming.
Was inevitable.
Yes.
But now I gotta hit the gym.
Me too.
I'm kidding. They have a Photoshop for that stuff.
His summer bod apparently left in Spain.
Totally did.
All right. Well, cheers, Jose. Let's get back to finishing these up and working on some more projects.
Yeah, we got to.
We'll see you guys very soon. And thanks for listening.
Everything great.
Everything great.
Episode
5.
Cinco.